Good evening, everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's More Success Team Legal Shield Conference call. What an absolutely fantastic call we have lined up for you guys tonight. I know, Trainer, I'm really looking forward to hearing and learning from. What an incredible 2015 we've already started with. You know, I was sitting at church yesterday, and I was a little bit taken aback, and I was just reminiscing. I was looking where I sat in church. The seat right in front of me was always Mr. Stonesifer's, and I don't know. It just kind of caught me off guard, and I'm getting a lot of feedback on my end, guys. But anyway, I was sitting there, and I was taking notes through church. I was thinking to myself, and the message came from the preacher, and I think it's really applicable to our lives, but it's also really applicable to our Legal Shield business. And that is, you know, sometimes in order to advance in your Legal Shield business and to advance in your journey, you must be willing to do some sacrifice. There is no promotion in Legal Shield without a certain amount of sacrifice. And I really, you know, as we start this new year, you know, what are we willing, how bad do you want to get to where you want to get in Legal Shield? How bad do you want this thing, and what are you willing to sacrifice in order to achieve it? You know, are you willing to, you know, cut out an hour or two of TV time a night? Are you willing to, you know, go that extra, you know, go out and see that extra prospect every day? Are you willing to make sure you show up every week to your business briefing? Are you willing to make the sacrifice to go to your Super Saturday, to your regional, to our team event in March? Are you willing to pay that price? Are you willing to sacrifice enough in order to achieve whatever goals and dreams that you have with your Legal Shield journey? And I really, as we start this new year, you really need to do some soul searching and, you know, ask yourselves and ask get with your spouse, get with your family members and share your goals and your dreams and your vision for what you see the Legal Shield vehicle taking you to fulfill those wants and desires that you have in your business. And so, you know, I don't know of anybody that's made it to the top in Legal Shield that haven't went through. There is a struggle. There is a sacrifice. They were willing to pay the price. And, you know, there's a price to pay for success, and there's also a price to pay for failure. You just need to ask yourself, you know, am I willing to make that sacrifice and pay that price? And I just wanted to share that with you before we get started tonight. So I'm going to quit talking and jump right into things tonight. Go straight out to Durant, Oklahoma, to Platinum Executive Director, Millionaire Club member, a six-figure income earner. But the most important thing to me, guys, is he's my daddy, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear.
Jeremy, you know, I'm excited about this Saturday in Ada, Oklahoma. We've got our Super Saturday, and if anybody is close to Ada, Oklahoma, you definitely want to attend that event. We've got Mr. Jeff, the CEO of the company, will be a special guest speaker. And then, of course, our family will be promoted and be on the agenda also. So if you're close to Ada, Oklahoma, or if you have somebody in this area and you've got some guests coming, let us know so we can make sure and take care of them for you. But tonight I want to really go out and recognize the newest Platinum Executive Director on our More Success team, none other than Miss Deanna DeBell. She actually was from Utah. She just recently moved to the state of Indiana, and she actually had 158 personal sales last month, which promoted her to the Platinum level. Unfortunately for us, she couldn't be on tonight's call because she's attending a new business briefing in the state of Indiana, and she had actually two guests, so she said she wanted to beg off and make sure that she was there for her guests, which we agreed with that, but we're going to try to have her on our call and feature her sometime in the near future. But congratulations to her on a job well done for making Platinum Executive Director on our More Success team. But now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go all the way to Ada, Oklahoma. Of course, he's an original Millionaire Club member. He's a Platinum 5 Executive Director, a $500,000 ring earner who continues to lead our team now after over 30 years, and that's none other than my dad, Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
I'm right here, Randy, and thank you, and thank Jeremy. We appreciate you guys so much carrying forward. I know it won't be many years to Braden to be stepping up the plate, and we'll keep his legacy going, and that's something I'm very proud of. I was thinking today, Randy, about eternity, really. And when you leave here, you're going to be going one place to the other. We all know that. But the truth is, I want to leave something that my family remember, that Ken Moore stepped up to the plate. I think we all want to be that way. We want to leave a legacy. And with the Legal Shield business, we can leave that legacy. We can leave the legacy of helping other people, not just our families, but all the other families. So I'd like to say before I introduce the speakers tonight that remember this month, the top recruiter on our team this month will receive a $1,000 bonus. Now then, everybody's in the Performance Club. We're going to go ahead and drop all their names in a hat and pull out another name out of the hat and give whoever's name pulled out $500. So if you're the top recruiter this month, and, you know, we have to have recruiting. We have to have new blood all the time. That's the way our business operates. Whatever you do in group or network marketing or small business, we need new recruits. The one that does that this month is $1,000. You know, that'll take you to the picture show and buy you some popcorn and ice cream. Randy, the next guest speaker has been one of my favorite people, or I should say they are some of my favorite people for many, many years now. Someone that has had hardships, would be physical or whatever, but they've come up to it. They stood true to God. They stood true to their family. They stood true to business. $100,000 ringer, millionaire club members, always in Power 20. Just outstanding leaders in the community, vice president of marketing for the state of Virginia. No one else but our friends, our fellow co-workers, our brothers in the Lord and sisters, Cindy and Jeff Pugh. Jeff and Cindy, welcome to the call.
Well, thank you, Mr. Moore. I appreciate that very much. Well, it's a pleasure to be on the call. And Cindy and I were reminded about the contest this month, $1,000. Good night. We all need to be recruiting this month and getting into Performance Club. Another $500 bonus on the side of that. So thank you for your generosity. And it's wonderful being part of the Moore Success Team. It feels like family, and you treat us like family, and we really appreciate it. It's an honor to be on the call tonight. Cindy's joining us on the call tonight. In fact, she's going to be doing the bulk of the training. But I wanted to share just a little bit of information with the newest associates that are on the call. I know we have associates tonight that have, you know, been on the team less than 3 months, and so you're in that beginning phase of your business, and things are exciting, but they're also scary and a little challenging because you're having to do things that maybe you're out of your comfort zone. And that's where Cindy and I were 15 years ago. You know, we heard about this from one of my customers. I used to be a lady shoe salesman, so I was a retail guy, and she was a good customer of mine, had been a customer of mine for over 10 years, and we'd become good friends over that time. And she was starting her business with Legal Shield and didn't quite know what to do. And they said, follow your money. That's who you ought to talk to, follow your money. And she goes, I don't even know what that means. And they said, wherever you spend money, you should go and talk to that store or those people, because if they're taking your money, they ought to at least listen to you. And she said, well, I buy a lot of shoes. They said, well, go take your shoe salesman to lunch. So she came in one day and she said, I want to take you to lunch. I want to show you what I'm doing. You may or may not be interested, but I'd like to share it with you. And all I heard was free food. So I said, yeah, let's go. So we took off and walked across the parking lot to a nice restaurant. And while we were eating, she pulled out a Legal Shield brochure about the membership, and she took me through it, explained how it worked. To the best of her ability, it was her first sales presentation. So I don't know how good of a job she did, but she did well enough to get me interested. And she didn't know that Cindy and I had created some legal problems for ourselves in starting a small business. And we had concerns about it. And I asked her a couple of questions specifically that the membership would help me. And she said, yes, I think so. And I said, well, do a will? Did you say it does wills? She said, yeah, you can get your will done. And I said, well, we need to get our will done. I said, Judy, I'm probably going to get this. And she said, Jeff, everybody's going to have it at some point. She goes, you should think about marketing it. And so she sent me back to work with some information and actually checked on me later that day and gave me a very strong invitation to go to a business briefing. And I talked to Cindy about it. She agreed that we would at least go and check it out. And just see if it was something that we wanted to do. We've been looking for about 3 years for a legitimate business, and the business that we'd started, all it did was cause us problems and spend a lot of our money. And we thought, well, maybe we can find something that will be easier to operate and won't be so expensive. And when we went to the business overview, we really liked what we heard. And we saw a way that we could make our house payment working 10 hours a week. And I wanted to go home and talk to my brothers. That was my first instinct. I had three brothers. Two of them were married. It's Mike, David, and Chris Hughes. And I thought, well, I'll go talk to them. And because I told Judy, I said, I don't want to do this by myself. If I'm going to do it, I'd like to do it with my brothers. It'll be more fun. And she said, oh, no, if you talk to them, you're going to mess it up. Let me get you a video. And so she went and got me back then. Of course, this was 1999. It was a video. It was a VHS. And we took it home and we showed it. We had a pizza party and we showed it to our brothers and sister-in-laws, and they were interested in it and were interested enough to come with us to the briefing the next week. And they liked the presentation just fine and were excited to get started. And so we actually all started our business about the same time. And we continued to follow that pattern of showing people the video during the week. So we would set appointments and go to, you know, friends, family, neighbors, church members, business associates, and we would set appointments. Usually took about 15 or 20 minutes to show the video, so that's the about amount of time that we would ask for. And if they were interested in what they saw and they liked it, we would issue an invitation to come with us to the briefing the next week. And what we found is, you know, kind of what you would expect, that most people weren't interested in the business. I think more people were interested in getting the membership. Maybe about half of them bought the membership from us at some point. And a few of the people that were interested in the membership that signed up as members became associates on our team. And they would go from, you know, looking at the membership video or the opportunity video and going to the business briefing. And it was interesting because that was the way they were brought into the business. That's how they thought you brought people into the business. And that's really the power. We talk about duplicating or duplicatable activity. People want to do what was done to them. If it worked for them, they think it will work for other people. And so we never let our new associates go home empty-handed. We didn't want them going home and talking to spouses or talking to their coworkers at work. We wanted them to show the video because we knew it worked for us, and it worked for them. So they thought, well, if I show this video, maybe I can build a business. And, you know, the thing I always point out, and I did a Super Saturday training here in Virginia this last weekend, and I pointed out this, and I said, you know, we're looking for interested people, but disinterested people and interested people look exactly alike. When you're looking at a crowd of people, you assume there are a few interested ones, but most of them are not interested. They're disinterested. And how do you tell them apart? You know, they look alike. They talk alike. They sound alike. How do you tell the interested one from the disinterested one? And really the only way you can find the interested people is to set an appointment or to get the information in front of them so they can review it to see if it's interesting to them. And then if it is interesting, they will accept an invitation to move forward to learn more. And that could be to a live event, it could be to a luncheon, it could be to a PBR, it could be on a conference call, a two-on-one, you know, meeting with your sponsor to go with you to go and talk to them. And so that's, I think that was the secret of our success, is that we weren't afraid to go through the numbers. Our organization did lots and lots of exposures using third-party tools, and a few of the people that we exposed to those third-party tools like what they saw and move forward, and then they begin using third-party tools, and they exposed it to their friends and family, most of whom weren't particularly interested, but a few were, and the ones who were began using third-party tools to expose their friends and family, most of whom weren't very interested, but a few were, and by the end of our first year, we had about 400 people on our team, and by the end of the next year, we had a few thousand people on our team, and everybody in Texas was asking us, how are you guys doing this? How are you growing so fast? What are you doing? Are you running advertisements? You know, are you in Network Marketing Lifestyles magazine? And we're like, no, we're just getting these videos and setting appointments and showing it to people or mailing it out to people and having them review it. And then if they like it, we get them to go to a live event. And they said, all right, you can quit lying, because I know that's what you tell people, that's what you're doing. But, Lyra, you know, seriously, tell me what you guys are doing, because you're obviously got something secret going on. And we're like, no, that's really what we're doing. And they had, people wouldn't and couldn't believe that what we tell people to do actually works. You know, everybody wants to be clever and reinvent the wheel and do something that nobody else has ever done before. And quite frankly, we tried a lot of those things too. But fortunately for us, we did focus our business on doing an activity that proved to be very duplicatable. We built a big business in a relatively short period of time. It took us about 3.5 years from the day that we started until the business was so strong that it really ran on its own, which was a good thing, because at about 10 years in the business, I began health issues that really have prevented us from working on the business very much in the last 5 years. And because what we did, you know, built a big business, and the business was built on duplicating activity, the business continued to pay for our lifestyle and our life, even though we weren't really pushing the business. But what I'm excited to announce or to tell everybody today is that we are back in the game in a big way. Cindy and I have really committed to go back and do the things that we did when we started. So we just got a huge box of the new DVD in, and we are committed to the 90-day blitz and the two-a-day, and are super, super excited. Cindy, of course, took time off. She worked for about 3 years in the business, took time off to raise our children, get them educated, and now we've just about got them all done. I've got one daughter still at home, but Cindy has rejoined full-time in the business. We work every day together and set goals and make plans and are working the business, so I can't wait to see what this next 3 to 5 years brings to us. But saying all that, I'm going to introduce Cindy, and she's going to do a little training tonight and share with you some things that are on her heart and mind, and things that she knows to be true, and both in business and in life in general. So with that, we'll bring Ms. Cindy Hughes on the phone.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity to speak, and I just want to echo what Jeff said. I love the Moore family, and I love being part of the Moore Success team, and I appreciate you all so much, and all you do for us, and the support, and the instruction, the leadership is just absolutely amazing, and I just appreciate that from the bottom of my heart. I know it's whether you're a new associate or you're an associate maybe just wanting to take advantage of this tool blitz this month, or you want to reach that $1,000, you know, that challenge that Mr. Morse put in front of us. There are two stumbling blocks, I think, that we all encounter over and over in our business. And that is, the first one is worry, and the second one is fear. And one thing about a stumbling block, though, that's pretty amazing is that you can go around it, you can go over it, you can actually bust through it. It doesn't have to be a solid thing. A lot of times our mind will create this stumbling block, and we think that there's no way that we can get through it or around it, but actually it's just a block, and you can. And one of the things I love that Jeremy said about sacrifice was because one of the things, the major thing that really empowers you to help you through these stumbling blocks is commitment. And commitment is, you know, doing what you said you were going to do. And it's one of the most powerful things, one of the most powerful character traits that you can develop within yourself is commitment. And when you commit to something, you make a decision that you are going to carry through no matter what. And a lot of times when we make a commitment, we're excited about something and we say, yeah, we're going to do that. And the first little worry that comes along, the first little fear comes along, it goes to the side. And we've heard so many things on so many different conference calls at the beginning of the year talking about how goals fade or New Year's resolutions fade very quickly. You know, by the middle of February, they're gone. But if you truly make a commitment and make a decision, commitment leads to activity, and you can bust through those two stumbling blocks. I love the fact that commitment requires sacrifice. And sacrifice, sometimes that word we think, oh, I don't know if I could sacrifice anything. But like Jeremy said, I mean, a couple hours of television at night, it's not a big deal, really. And if you want, if you're looking at your goals and you're looking at your business and you're thinking, man, I'm not really where I thought I was going to be, take a snapshot of your day and you'll realize and you'll see what you are actually committed to. We all commit to things. I mean, the way we live our lives is just, you know, we get to the end of the night, we list those things, we can see exactly what we're committed to. So take a snapshot of your day, and we could change and work on that. I love that Brian Carruthers has said over and over again the last several conference calls that our calendar is our boss. And a lot of times we think we don't have a boss, but our calendar is our boss. And I have seen and experienced and the power in my life of writing things down, of writing things on my calendar, planning out my week, my day, my month. I put the Super Saturdays down there. I put the business briefings. Everything that's required in my business is written down on the calendar. And it's my boss. I put all the important things for my family. I put all the important things for my church. And it's amazing what you can get done in a 24-hour day. I also heard this week on the broker call that was given, James Russo said something that was really stood out to me so strongly. He talked about making big, hairy, audacious goals, and that those goals should be just out of reach but not out of sight. And I know as we've been planning our goals, we've really been making a commitment that we're going to reach these goals, and you can reach them if they're just out of reach but not out of sight. Those big ones that are just totally out of sight, it's impractical. You're just not going to do it. But the ones that you can see and they're just out of reach, you can do it. I hope that each night, one of the most powerful things that we do is Jeff and I constantly plan, do, review. And I heard a family recently who at dinner time, they sit around and they do rose, thorn, bud. And they talk about the rose of the day and the good things that have happened that day. Then they talk about the thorn. There's usually something that didn't go right or needs to be changed. And then the bud is the hope for tomorrow. And as we go through our days in our business and in our lives, I hope that we'll take the advantage of dew and rose, thorn, bud, that we'll look. And there's so many wonderful things that happen in the day. But there are also a few thorns, and don't be afraid to change, and don't be afraid to look at yourself and say, you know, that didn't go really well. What can I do differently? And then change it and work through it, because life is about progression. Life is about improving. And the only time you fail is if you just absolutely quit, if you just decide I'm not going to change, I'm not going to progress, then that's a pretty sad life, I think. Again, I hope that you all have your goals set, and I would encourage everyone to develop their skills. That's one of the things that I'm having fun doing right now is going through everything, relearning all the presentations and, you know, all of that kind of thing. But we have to work on our skills. That's part of our business is improving that. One of the things that you can do is if you're new, is to make sure you use your membership. Everybody should use their membership because it creates stories. And you have that real knowledge that it does work and how everything does work. And you can tell a prospective recruiter or member about that. So with that, I know these are things you probably have heard over and over again, but I am so excited about what's happening. I'm excited about this tool blitz. That is going on. I'm excited about recruiting, the focus on recruiting. Jeff and I, 15 years ago, we were absolutely in a hopeless situation, and he was so tired of selling shoes, so tired of being in retail. But when you have four children and a mortgage, and you just cannot turn around on a dime. And so we really needed something, and through a lot of prayer and soul searching and working and walking and all these things that we went legal, God brought Legal Shield to us, and it was the vehicle that we needed to reach our goals and our dreams. And I'm excited for this next stage in our life. And what it did for us is it brought hope. You never know who out there is really hopeless in their life, and they need either a plan A or a plan B. So don't prejudge. Judy had no idea how miserable Jeff was selling shoes. And because she was willing to step out of her or expand her comfort zone a little bit and have faith in the system, she changed our lives by bringing this. So with that, I'll turn it back over to you, Mr. Moores, and I don't know which one, but thank you so much for having us on the call. We love you and appreciate you so much.
Thank you, Cindy. What a great job you and Jeff do for us, and we appreciate it so much. And as you were speaking, I was thinking about the word best. You guys are certainly the best, and for people that don't really understand what I mean by best, B is just for the balance in life. E is just for the enthusiasm. S is just for single-mindedness. T is for tenacity. And, you know, the word tenacity, that's the one element that will help you result in success. And you guys certainly have all the best. You have the tenacity. That's what's kept you forward as long as serving God. And we thank you and we honor you on our team. And I'll turn it back to Randy. Randy?
Can you hear me, Mr. Moore?
Now I can.
Okay. I was trying to say, Jeff and Cindy, how much I appreciate you guys. I think we've got time for maybe one question, one or two questions or comments from our top executive directors. So let's go out to the state of Arizona and to Millionaire Club member, Mr. Alex Gardner. Alex, have you got are you on the call?
I am. Thank you, Randy. Wow, what a great call. Just such a great team. You can tell that Jeff and Cindy just work so well together and really, have mastered the basics of the business, built an amazing national team. I was just wondering if there was anything that you could share with people that maybe are working, if there's couples out there or business partners that are going to be working the business together, if there's any tips that you have as far as are there certain areas of the business that you each kind of focus on or specialize in, or do you all kind of do all areas of the business, or how do you plan on working that?
Well, when we first started, and we still do it today, we each have our talents, and so I would say that we make a one whole person. but starting out, I know for me personally, I was extremely shy. And this was such a challenging thing for me, but I found comfort in being able to do the things I felt comfortable with. So I learned, I knew the success guide forward and backward. I knew how to do all the paperwork. I worked the desk at the meetings. I learned that part of the presentation eventually and was able to do some of that. Got to just know people. It helped me that way. Jeff, of course, being in sales, he was a little bit more comfortable. He's a person who just loves people naturally, and so he took the forward part of that. But he's not good at paperwork. He's not good at the little detailed things. And so together, we just honed in on what we were good at, and we worked at that together. So if you do have a couple or you that are working like that, sometimes you think you have to do everything together exactly the same, and I would say work on what your strengths are. And I found for myself, I would never have thought that I'd been comfortable doing a presentation or something like that, but I grew into that by attending all the meetings, and then Jeff was my mentor in that. He helped me do that. And so with me being kind of stepping back a little bit, he's had to do over the last several years do a lot more paperwork and do a lot more of the little things that I did, and he found that he could do them. So I think we kind of grow into it, but I guess that's my recommendation. Did you have anything, Jeff?
Well, and Alex, this is a great question. I think the ideal situation is when, the spouses, the partners have the opportunity to work together in the business. It's a challenge when one likes it and the other one doesn't, or one's supportive or one does not really support what you're doing. So that's just a challenge that you'll have to overcome like any other challenge in life. I feel like Cindy and I have had kind of the ideal situation. And not only that, we had four young children when we started, and we actually sat down with our children, explained to them what we were going to be doing and how it could possibly benefit our family, and got their buy-in as well. So it really was not just a Jeff and Cindy business, but it was an entire family business for us. And our kids were willing to sacrifice, and they did sacrifice because they didn't have their mom at home all the time like they were used to. And so I think going into it with eyes wide open that this is a business, it requires work, it requires time, attention, financial sacrifice, time sacrifice. A lot of people think, oh, it's $149, therefore the rules are different. The rules in business are the same, whatever business it is. The big advantage of Legal Shield is you don't have to borrow $250,000 to start it and then go bankrupt because you can't cover your payments. You know, it's cheap to get in, cheap to operate, but you still have to sacrifice and put the time in. And it's better to be realistic going in and make that commitment as a couple, as a family. You know, the rewards are, I think, in a lot of ways better than a traditional business. You know, honestly, you're going to work for it. You know, nothing in life worthwhile comes easily, and that's true for success in Legal Shield. So I guess that's it. So thanks, Alex, for the question.
Great stuff. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Alex, for that. And, guys, I appreciate you very, very much. You guys have both overcome a lot of adversity, you know, physically, Jeff, with you and, you know, the finances and all the things, but you've always stayed with it. You've never quit. You've always helped us out whenever we needed you, and just want to let you know how important you are to the team and how much we appreciate you. And we look forward to seeing you guys in March in Oklahoma. That's going to be a big-time event, our big team event. So we're looking forward to seeing you guys there.
We're excited. We love that we found out the executive director retreat is going to be in Dallas the next weekend. So we're coming to the Moore team and doing that in Oklahoma City, and then we're going to go down to Fort Worth. Cindy's going to visit her family, and I'm going to work that whole week and do all the events in the Fort Worth marketplace. So we'll see the executive directors on the Moore team at the executive director retreat in Dallas that next weekend. So perfect timing for us. Cindy goes, oh, I was praying that they would do it in Dallas. So that worked out. We're very happy about that.
Well, we pulled it off, didn't we?
Yep.
Appreciate you guys very, very much. With that, I'm going to turn the call back over to Mr. Moore.
Well, first of all, thank you, Cindy and Jeff, and everyone on the call tonight. You're also very important to our team. Folks, let's just do what we always do. Keep serving God. Keep taking care of our family. And just go out and make Legal Shield work for us. Like we said, it is work, but it's very rewarding work, both financially and with the friendships you build. So God bless you, and good night.